bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I have a big old thunderstorm going on behind me right now, so if you hear a lot of... Yeah, you know that I'm under siege. It's the 12th of October, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Oh, I miss it already, too. In around 5 minutes. Oh, yes, everybody's loving Windows 10, but not enough for people to be buying new PCs, it seems. Yeah, you might be loving Windows 10 on your PC right now, but that's not the way the vendors are seeing it, because PC sales, yeah, they're still dropping. Both Gartner and IDC estimated the computer sales dropped several points year over year, between 7.7 all the way up to 10.8%. Yikes. Although many analysts say you shouldn't be surprised by this, Microsoft's fast-track release of Windows 10 left many PC makers shipping the existing systems with the new operating system already. And let's face it, are you really going to go buy an old computer with old hardware just because it has a new operating system on it? Nah, I didn't think so. Are you living in the UK right now, sitting there thinking, I've got a bloody fantastic idea for a video game, eh? Well, the UK government might actually give you around £4 million then. Woohoo! Yes, the UK government is allocating £4 million to video game startups over the next 4 years. They're saying in a bid to help companies build a new generation of video games right directly in the United Kingdom. Grants will be up to £25,000, which will be offered to early-stage video game companies from now until 2019. The grants are designed to help new and young gaming companies create working prototypes. The reason why the UK government's getting involved in this, they believe that the video game industry is one of the UK's biggest success stories. And they figure why not keep encouraging the up-and-coming talent. The funds will be managed by the UK Games Talent and Finance Community Interest Company, say that three times fast, and will explore joint incentives with organizations such as Digital Catapult, Creative England, Creative Scotland, and BFI, among many others. Here's something to try it on your Monday if you're really bored sitting at your computer right now thinking, I want to work, but I don't want to work. Go and type this phrase in at Facebook. Everyone will know. Go ahead, go do it. Yeah, you're probably getting a little error there, aren't you? Isn't that strange? Yeah, some Facebook users have experienced a weird phenomenon when they type that phrase of everyone will know into text boxes. The errors initially seemed only in the comments section. However, though, notifications of blocked content could actually pop up when posting in public statuses as well. And there's even been some reports in private messaging. So, is Facebook censoring us? No, probably not. This is just a big old bug. Many people have emailed Facebook, according us here at BTN, but hey, guess what? No, we haven't heard anything. Maybe old Mr. Zuckerberg's paranoid this Monday morning. What do you think? Everyone will know. What are we gonna know, Zuck? What are we gonna know? And finally, who the hell wants to exercise? I sure the hell don't. I hate doing it. I need to do it more often. I can't seem to find the motivation. I bet you feel the same most days, don't you? I wish there was just some freaking magic pill that we could take, but we all know that that ain't possible. Oh, wait. Aha. Scientists may be coming to our rescue. Yippee. Yes, it seems scientists want what we want, an exercise pill. Researchers have created a blueprint of the molecular level muscle reactions to exercise that should lead to treatments which mimic workouts. So yes, they're working towards a goal of an exercise pill that produces the same effects as hitting the gym without, you know, all the sweat and the time and the effort. Yeah, who wants to do that? However, though, before you think, oh boy, I get to be lazy and lose weight, hang on. Dr. Nolan Hoffman at the University of Sydney says, they're actively working on this vision. It's not just a daydream. However, though, it is more than a decade away from actually happening. Yeah, damn it. Why do they always tell us this stuff on a Monday? Here we go, thinking we're going to get really great news, and then you just let us down. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. Yeah, screw it. Go home. And thank you so much for listening.